Once the system and local intersection cycle lengths have been determined, we then need to determine the interval split times within the given cycle length for each individual movement. Some underlying principles regarding this interval time should be as follows. First, the phase duration must be no shorter than some absolute minimum time. This could be something such as 5 to 7 seconds of green time plus the required clearance interval. In addition, a phase must be long enough to avoid oversaturating any approach associated with it. Third, a phase length must not be so long that green time is wasted and vehicles on the other approaches are delayed needlessly. And fourth, phase lengths should be properly designed to efficiently balance the cycle length time available among the several phases.